您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。
A man from Henan province sued a hospital for concealing the fact that his wife was suspected carrying HIV/AIDS during a premarital medical checkup. The hospital explained that it was due to patient confidentiality that the hospital said the woman does not have any abnormal condition, so to speak, to the guy. Guys, this is a bit of a convoluted story, and there's a few parts that I don't really understand, and I'll ask you later in detail. So what went wrong here?
The story is a little bit convoluted, as you've just mentioned. Let's look at the story first. Recently, a 25-year-old man surnamed Li from Henan put a local hospital and the Center for Disease Control and Prevention on court for hiding the fact of his newlywed wife was suspected HIV infected. They took the premarital medical checkup in the hospital last year on the day they got registered. Li's wife, or then his girlfriend, was asked for some recheck separately, and afterwards he was told by the hospital that everything was normal. However, several months later, Li was found HIV positive, thus he found out the fact. I mean, I want to say two elements from my point of view. For one thing, it is not the hospital to blame here, because hospital really has to some extent, protect the privacy and confidentiality of the patient. However, it's just plain wrong for the hospital to lie to this person surnamed Li, because, you know, your wife's condition is normal. This is just plain wrong. And second, I want to say, should it be the woman's obligation and responsibility to tell her spouse about the truth? Otherwise, I mean, we're not talking about some of the chronic diseases. Come on, we're talking about HIV, and it would be detrimental if the disease is not controlled well in the future. So you are just basically harming someone's health.
Yeah, those are some really great points that you've made, Luo Yu, but the parts that I don't really understand is, first of all, yes, doctor-patient confidentiality, that means that whatever this patient speaks to the doctor and whatever checkups has been done, all that information should be sealed between the doctor and the patient and probably God. So here, the hospital is saying, oh, it's due to doctor-patient confidentiality and we want to protect the privacy of the woman. So they lied to the man? That's the part I honestly don't understand. If you're protecting privacy, it should be, this is private information, sorry, can't give it to you. But why is it lying going on? I'm confused.
They've obviously taken the doctor-patient confidentiality a step too far. Taking a small step back, even if lying didn't exist in this case, it still doesn't excuse the hospital. In the United States, there have been several cases where it's been like this, where one person has contracted HIV and they've not told their partner, and the hospital has kept their mouth shut. And in a lot of the time, it's led to the hospital being sued. And a lot of the time, successfully, there was one of the most famous cases happened when the Tennessee court ruled in favor of the victim. And it kind of set a precedent down that there needs to be a certain relationship between a doctor, a hospital, and a patient. And one of the biggest problems you have here in China is that I was reading a fantastic report on this, and I'm going to recommend it to all of our listeners. It's called HIV and Health Law by the American Medical Association. You can find it by Googling AMA HIV and Health Law, and it will be one of the first ones that pops up. And it was a really big, long paper that went back and forward on what the doctors should be doing. But in the ethics section of the paper, the one thing that it did say that I really liked is they said, because the courts are not going to change the law at the moment, so no court is willing to say, we're going to make it so that doctors have to tell the partners about HIV, you know, of someone who's contracted HIV. But at the same time, we think they should tell them. And at the very end of the paper, it talked about the relationship between the doctor and the patient. And they said, we do advise that doctors, that physicians, build up a very strong relationship with their patients. Because if you do that, so if the doctor and the patients have a good working relationship, right? You've got a situation where the doctor can say, okay, listen, I know you both, I know you very much, love each other very much, but based on my knowledge of you, I think that you might be a bit scared to tell your husband about the disease you've, about the ailment you've contracted, or I'm fine with not telling him because I know you're going to tell them. Either way, that relationship would help doctors get around this problem, because, you know, they're not going to come up with the same situation here where they're giving a rough opinion without really knowing that much about the patients. And I think that's something that we should see in China, but at the same time, I can't imagine doctors and patients building up a better relationship because there were just so many patients and such a finite amount of doctors here.
Thank you for that. So what is the situation in China? Like, well, yeah, Sam, you provide a really good picture of what happens in the U.S., and we understand what the loss is there about such a situation. But what about in China? In this kind of situation, does the hospital have the obligation to notify the spouse of the patient, basically?
Basically, we've seen conflict clauses coming from different laws here. According to the Chinese regulation on AIDS prevention and control, HIV-infected and HIV patients have the duty of telling their sex partners about the fact.
Mm-hmm.
However, according to the law of protecting practicing physicians, doctors should protect the patient's privacy.
Mm-hmm.
See, a little bit they are conflicting with each other. But according to this man, who is an expert in the field of HIV, and he's actually director of World Health Organization AIDS Cooperation Center here in China, he says that doctors do not have the duty to tell the spouse of the HIV-positive patient. And also, it is in line with what I'm thinking about this incident, because I think it really is the obligation of the woman
mm-hmm.
to tell her spouse about the fact. I mean, Sam has given us some of the examples from the state.
Wait a second, Louis, I have a quick question.
Mm.
If the doctors do that, so if the doctor says, okay, I think if we follow your train of thought here, and we say, okay, I think that this should be the job of the wife or the husband to tell their partner that they've contracted HIV and not the job of the doctor, we're saying if this person fails to do so and they contract HIV to their partner, it means this person's contracted an illness that the hospital could have prevented, that they haven't.
Yeah. So, more or less, it's an ethical issue here.
The
hospital should be notifying the person.
Yeah, and that's the part that I do admit we are laymen when it comes to understanding the Chinese law.
Well, if you look at some of the provincials here in China, like Yunnan Province and Guangxi Zhuang Autonomous Region, they have been spearheading reform in this regard. If you are knowingly having sex with your spouse, at the same time you are HIV positive, you are not telling your spouse about the fact, actually you could be sued by the local provincial disease control department.
Mm-hmm.
So that's their clause there. However, it's not a national level. Probably we're looking forward to seeing some specific clauses or provisions in the law with respect to this.
This all goes back to what I said originally. Listen, this is really simple. If you've got a doctor and he knows that these people are going to likely have unprotected sex and one of them has HIV, if he tells the partner, then he's not going to get in trouble by doing so in most countries in the world. If this happened in Europe and the United States and he was brought before court and the court said to him, well, you had doctor-patient confidentiality, and he said, yes, but Your Honour, the problem is that I thought that this guy or this girl was at danger. And I didn't want him to contract HIV, and for his well-being, I decided that I should tell him. And the court would say, yep, that's fair play, we understand, bang, moving on. The person would not get into legal trouble. That's what I'm saying would happen in the US. Just quickly circling back to what I said originally, the reason that doesn't work in China is because doctors have no idea. You know, you could, if anyone goes to a doctor in China, they don't remember their patients. They don't have any relationship with them. And it is relevant because the doctors basically have no clue as to how much risk each individual person's at. So two people come at him and one of them's got HIV. He's basically got to make an educated guess. Okay, so do I think he's going to have unprotected sex with her? It's impossible to know.
You make a really good point, Sam. But come back to this situation. So it's a couple that are determined to get married. And in this case, these two people actually just registered for marriage in the morning. And then it's this premarital medical checkup that is kind of useful here, right? Although it panned out terribly in this case, as the necessary information wasn't communicated to both parties. But don't you think it's kind of a useful step for two people going into a marriage to go through this step? And now this is, it's no longer mandatory. It's a voluntary thing. It's been abolished in 2003. So from that year on, this is a voluntary thing that I think, especially in view of a case like this, certainly everybody should be doing it, right? And also the information should be communicated effectively, I think.
So when you say everybody should be doing it, you're referring to
people who get married
should be taking a medical check and telling their partner that they've...
The results should be notified for both of them.
I agree. I think... If you're looking
You do or you don't?
I do. I think if you're looking...
Sorry, I'm not... I've zoned out a little bit. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I do apologize.
I think if you're looking at the situation... I mean, I've basically gone over a perfect world and what I think the situation in China should be. But as we know, sometimes we have to be a bit more realistic about what we'd like to see happen. And since we don't see it very feasible to create a better patient-doctor relationship in China, which would help solve this problem, I think doctors should just be given more leeway, and they should just have the right to tell people, listen, your partner's got a disease that he may contract to you or she may contract to you. I'm trying not to offend women or men here by saying he and she every time.
Well done.
Trying to be PC. And, back to my point, doctors should be given the right, because at the end of the day, even if you're only presenting, even if it's only 1% of people, and that's a number I just made up, the smallest number I could think of, even if it's only 1% of couples where one partner has got HIV that exist, you're still potentially helping that 1%. And you're helping people, and that should outweigh any other argument I can think of.
Okay, so you are a firm advocate of the doctor/hospital should be notifying the relevant party about this condition.
Yeah.
And just one small point regarding your earlier question about, you know, how can doctors even get the contact information, let's say, of a spouse, is that if, let's say, these two people went to the hospital together to go through a premarital checkup, then bam, the other person is right in front of you. So that shouldn't be too difficult. And also, when we talk about HIV, this very special condition, then in China, it is the disease control center. There's like provincial ones as well. They should be collecting the information, and they should have the information of those who have, you know, such a disease.
And again, I just want to stress it for the last time. This is my only solution to an imperfect system we have at the moment. Ideally, I would prefer just an example. If I was a doctor and Hoyang was a patient and she says, oh, I've contracted
an
ailment.
Why do I have to be the patient? I'm the doctor, you're the patient.
Okay, fine.
This condition. What should I do here?
I've got this condition, but if we have a good relationship, Hoyang could say to herself, well, I know Sam, he probably will tell his wife tomorrow. I'll give him a day to sort it out, and if he doesn't, then I have to tell his wife that he's contracted a certain ailment. But that's the perfect world that I'd like to see, and my solution is based on where we actually live.
Well, if you talk about the premarital physical checkup, I think probably if we made it mandatory, it could partially solve the problem, but just partially. Because if we look at the data here, there is not a signifier saying that there is a correlation or even the causal effect between the two. I mean, the number of the ratio of the babies birthed with defects in 2003, when we still had the premarital physical checkup, was, you know, 120 babies with defects out of 1 million people. Whereas this figure for 2010 is about 150. You see, there is an increase, 30 more babies birth with defects compared with the 2003, the year of 2003. But there is not a causal correlation between the two, because probably there is a multitude of different factors that has led to babies born with defects. What I'm going to say here, it's not really the hospital's obligation, because, you know, we have the relaxing, loosened social environment. We have to protect the people's rights to get married. I mean, those people do have the rights to get married. Even they're having some infectious diseases or genetic defects or even HIV positive. Let us look at this matter in a positive way. In Qingdao, not very long ago, there is a couple there, 23-year-old Lele, who is HIV positive. She got married happily with her boyfriend, and then they, you know, definitely with telling the truth to her boyfriend that she's actually HIV positive, and got her support and backing, mm-hmm. and they got married and gave birth to a baby successfully.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the picture, the ideal picture we want to see here in Chinese society. For one thing, doctors and Department of Disease Control and Prevention does have the obligation to protect the patient's confidentiality and their privacy. At the same time, it really is the obligation of the newly wed couple to inform and notify their partner about the truth.
Okay.
Because a lot of people will be eventually sorted out if they work together.
Yeah, thank you for that. I think certainly with these couples, a lot of our listeners have been asking, like with this particular couple, why did this woman conceal the fact from the guy? And I've just been trying to get to the bottom of it, because you think that if you're in love and you decide to get married, and wouldn't you have the moral decency to tell the other person about a condition like this when it's not just your own deal anymore, when another party is so intimately involved in this whole thing with you? So how can you compromise his health with to what? I can't even make anything out of it. And I think, Luo Yu, you make a good case for us to see that there is still hope in this. And sometimes in this situation, when the woman simply just hides everything, and with the help of the doctor in this very absurd way, sort of just sweeps everything under the rug, and it ends in a more disastrous consequence. And this is certainly, this is a terrible story, and I think we need to talk about this, not only because we want to raise public awareness, but also we are shedding more light into two essential, very important social issues in our society. One is the condition of HIV and AIDS. How should couples deal with it? And it shouldn't affect the happiness of a person in such a detrimental way. And another thing is, there has been a lot of discussion about, as an unmarried person, I don't know why we're talking about this, but I guess this is the beauty of the show, premarital medical checkups, about whether it is necessary to have it or not. As back in 2003, it was considered, and I still agree to some extent, that it is actually a great improvement to abolish it, the mandatory checkup, because we want to give the power and the power to choose to the people, the citizens themselves, as it shouldn't be a policy that has to be enforced on everyone when you should make that decision for you and your spouse.
I think where He Yang is leading with this is that it's better for it to be encouraged as instead of being imposed. So the idea of a doctor saying, we think you should get a checkup before you get married to make sure you're in good shape, would be better than saying you have to get a medical checkup.
Yes, especially when it has to be done by the government. Sometimes it could become a hotbed for corruption to some extent, and bad things go on there too. So this is one of those good things go bad stories, but I am not a doctor, and I'm going to urge everyone, before you get married, go have that medical checkup for the sake of yourself and your spouse. We have so many messages left on WeChat by our lovely listeners regarding the first topic we talked about today, and I admit it was a bit of a heavy start of the show today. I'd like to quote a few of our lovely WeChat listeners. There is Yan Meijin Ai Aheng. Okay, so maybe she's professing her love to someone. Our dear WeChat listener says that she thinks that the guy has every right to know about the truth before marriage, and she can't really understand the wife's intention because she must know that this is bringing, well, it is a bomb into the relationship and marriage that the two have, although she can understand that maybe because the woman fears that she might lose the man. But still, she thinks that this is not something you can get away with, because look at what happens without coming clean. It's even worse. And she thinks that it is really important to tell the truth, because the key of building a healthy and long-standing relationship is always honesty. That is very well said. Thank you, Yan Meijin. I think you make a really good point. And also, there's our WeChat listener, Kevin Ning, who is outrageous about how could this woman withhold the information to her husband. And there's a whole bunch of other messages, such as Zhu Huiyao says, though the hospital has a responsibility for privacy to its patients, but it still needs to inform the bride and groom in this situation, as because this is not a health issue of one party anymore. In a marriage, HIV or AIDS, if this is a condition one party has, it becomes the problem of the two. So she thinks the hospital definitely should inform both parties. And our WeChat listener Wang Tianfu says, the purpose of the premarital medical checkup is to know the health condition of both couples and to figure out if they're suitable to get married, and the hospital has the responsibility of notifying the two parties, well, according to what the health checkup sheet has said. So he can't understand why the hospital has gone to the extent of lying for the woman. That is a puzzling bit of the situation. And Pisa Xiongmao Lin says, it's up to the couples to decide whether they should get married or not based on all full given information about their health. I think that is true, but sadly, in reality, it is not something one can guarantee. And he also says, I think the premarital health checkup should be excluded from doctor-patient confidentiality clause. Instead, the doctor should be given the right to discuss about their health condition in front of the couple together. So that's a little bit more, forward to what we have right now, but I think that's an interesting proposal. And one last readout here is from Ai Mi Su, says, it is of course the hospital to be blamed in this case for the premarital health checkup. It is to ensure the couple will have the okay health condition, and in this case, the hospital has failed terribly in every aspect.
I like Ai Mi Su, Dianta. She's fantastic. That's exactly what I said, guys. Same opinion as me. Intelligent person.
Yes, intelligent person. And, well, we always have a best basket of different opinions from our WeChat listeners and also from amongst ourselves. And I think that is the part I enjoy the most on our show, as we see different opinions. And our dear listener, you can arrive to your own decision on what do you think is right and wrong.